ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com is where we talk about now. And, of course, all the great specials that we have over at the Power Mall. We have gift certificates coming up. Great gift ideas for your family, for friends, for your neighbor. Sometimes they won't listen to you about political things or medical things, but you give them a gift certificate and let them buy, like, this natural deodorant that we're going to talk about with Dean. It's the best. And that opens their mind to everything. They start to see a different way. Because think about this. All the commercials that you see on TV, all the doctor, all the system, this great system is built around so many products, right? Sell these products. When you give them an alternative and they see better results, not only are you now bringing them into a more natural way of taking care of their body, their own responsibility, and their own power, but you're making them understand on a subconscious, maybe conscious level, that the system around us may be lying to us, or they're maybe not have our best interests at heart. You know, because if I'm buying this natural deodorant from Dean, the Silver Shield deodorant, and when I go to the grocery store, all I see are rows and rows and rows of God only knows how many different varieties of deodorant, and none of them are good for me. Hardly any of them. Almost all of them have harmful side effects. What does that tell me about the system around me? Subconsciously, you got to pick up on it. Very important. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We have a whole list of overstock items, heavily discounted. We're going to have the Silver Shield. All their products are now on sale today in honor of Dean coming on. We're so glad to welcome. This is my favorite deodorant in the world. Without question, Dean from Silver Botanicals. Dean, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate the kind words, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to you today.
Well, they're kind and they're truthful. I mean, sometimes you can say kind words and they're not truthful, right? Just being kind. But these are kind and truthful.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And it's really
about
true. Go ahead.
I talk about you quite often. Let's just start. Tell us a little bit about your Silver Shield, your company, why you started it, how you started it, why it's different from the myriad of other choices for deodorant that are out there.
Sure. Well, Silver Botanicals, we started about a decade ago at this point, and it all started with a desire to find a more natural deodorant that didn't contain a lot of these problematic ingredients that you see in antiperspirants and deodorants, particularly things like aluminum and artificial fragrances and parabens and all sorts of junk that you'll see if you take a look at some of these labels. And my background is in chemistry and formulation chemistry. And I just thought that me, along with Ray, whose background is in more of the natural therapeutics like essential oils and other natural ingredients, that we just decided to brainstorm and see what we could do. And we tried, you know, maybe about 60 different formulations before we found something that really was working in terms of keeping us odor free throughout the day and didn't have any of the problematic ingredients. So that's kind of what got us started. And from there, we some of the ingredients that we really were keen on using were things like colloidal silver, which is a great natural antimicrobial material, which a lot of personal care products, a big part of keeping us smelling and being clean is just keeping the microbes on us under control. So silver works really well in that regard. And then essential oils also really work well in that regard with respect to antimicrobial activity, but also smell really good and help with keeping us not just odor-free, but smelling nice too.
Well, you mentioned a few ingredients, and for people listening, they may or may not be exposed to this. Talk about, in more in detail, the ingredients that are in the mainstream deodorants, and let's go one by one. Why is that questionable? Why should I be concerned about that being in my deodorant?
Sure. Well, with respect to antiperspirants, which most people use, the big concern for us was aluminum salts. And there's a variety of different types of aluminum salts that are on the market. You'll see things like no aluminum chlorohydrate or no aluminum chloride, and they use various aluminum salts, even some of these mineral stone deodorants. Even the mineral in there is something called alum, which is another aluminum salt. And the problem with aluminum is that once these aluminum salts get into your pores, they react with this mucus that's formed on the interior of pores and form these plugs in our pores that prevent us from sweating. And that preventing sweating really prevents odor because the bacteria doesn't have a wet environment to live within whenever you do that. So a lot of antiperspirants work by work as a deodorant because they prevent us from sweating. But this prevention from sweating is really problematic because our body detoxifies a lot of the toxins within the body through our sweat. Things, you know, from heavy metals to a variety of compounds that we either absorb through cosmetics or even just through the foods that we eat. You know, you can see a lot of times, I think people are familiar with when you eat maybe a certain type of food that you can actually smell that in the person's sweat after being around them for a while.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Like, particularly things like curry is a great example. A person who eats a lot of curry, their sweat will have a curry-like scent to it. So there's a lot of, the idea that, you know, that we detox or remove a lot of compounds that don't need to stay in the body for a long period of time through our sweat is pretty well understood in, you know, but...
That's a pretty gross thought. That's a pretty gross thought, Dean. I guess we're not talking about flowers here, are we? We're talking about sweat. But all right. Let me ask a follow up question there. Specifically, aluminum. Is that why they use aluminum? Because it actually plugs the pores. Is it specifically aluminum that's very good at that? Is that why?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Aluminum. There are other salts that they found to be somewhat effective at forming these plugs, but aluminum by far is superior to most of the compounds that were studied. Yeah, I mean, aluminum was introduced into antiperspirants back like in the 40s. I think there was a deodorant called Moms that where it first started, and they just found that these plugs that form in there, they can stay within your pores for weeks, you know, up to 2 weeks, I think, is a typical length of time that these plugs will form and exist within your pores. And they block all sorts of things from being excreted from the pores. And, a lot of, the lymph nodes run under the underarms, and that acts this area. They call it the axia, as a scientific term. But there's lymph nodes that run under there, and a lot of these toxins that are removed in the lymphatic system actually get ultimately brought to those pores, and those toxins naturally should get released through the pores. So it's aluminum is probably the number one concern that got us started, because just understanding how to, you see a lot of, like, with respect to breast cancer and a lot of these, that these lymphs run under the underarms and then run right up the front area of the breast, and you see that's where a lot of breast cancers will occur, you know, in that region. So we think that there is a lot of data out there with respect to evidence showing that breast cancers and things like that could be potentially tied to these aluminum salts and antiperspirants. Also, aluminum. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Let me ask you about parabens. What a paraben is, a type of wax. Explain that to me.
Well, it's a compound that's commonly used as a preservative in a lot of cosmetic formulations, and it's kind of this it's a derivative of benzoic acid, and it just is a particular type of compound that is commonly used for and its preservative properties, because it's really good at killing bacteria and preventing bacteria from growing. It's a purely synthetic compound; it doesn't naturally occur in nature. And parabens, they've also been found to accumulate in cancerous tissues and tumors, things like that. They've been found to be associated with a lot of abnormal growths within the body. So there's you know, like with so much of these things in the mainstream that is used in mainstream cosmetics and things like that, the studies that really would definitively show things, they're hard, you know, they don't exist, but there's a lot of supporting evidence that goes and shows why that these compounds probably should be of concern, particularly when you also take into account that a lot of these things happen, you know, in combination, that, you know, parabens maybe along with aluminum, maybe along with some of these synthetic fragrances, who knows how they behave, you know, in combination. Those studies really need to be done.
There's the music. Very interesting. Well, on the other side, we'll talk about, okay, then why does this product work? Because it's one thing to be afraid of the aluminum and everything, but hey, I still need to stop the sweat. I can't be smelling like a warthog going around. We'll be right back. All these at the Power Malls on special, the Silver Shield deodorant. It is the best, ladies and gentlemen. No joke. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dean from Silver Shield Botanicals. And, you know, like I said before the break, it's really true, right? If aluminum was the only way you could stop from smelling like a warthog around people, you would use it, right? let's just be honest. If that was your only alternative. But there is an alternative. This deodorant, and it comes in roll-on if people like to roll-on. If you like to spray, I got the spray. I like the spray. And in the past, Dean, you had a real problem with that spray thing. It kept getting clogged, but I haven't had a problem here lately, so you guys have fixed them. So you just spray under your arms. There is no deodorant. Listen, I'm not just saying this, ladies and gentlemen. I have never used a deodorant that works so good, so easy, and feels fine. And it's natural. Now, I've used Tom's. I've used some of these others. And I've noticed they may work a little bit. They work pretty good. They work for a few days. And then you got to switch them. I don't know if you get immune to them. I don't know what happens. My wife especially, she can only use it. But this, she can use it every day. I can use it every day. It's amazing. Why? I forgot to mention about aluminum. You talked about the pores and aluminum in the breast tissue. Aluminum is also heavily linked to Alzheimer's and gets in the brain. We don't want aluminum in our body. And it's we're getting to the point where cancer is exploding. All these things are coming upon us, and people are starting to realize, hey, maybe it's the toxicity in our environment. Maybe there's only two causes of disease, right? So why am I'm taking my deodorant, I'm taking my life in my hands, adding on to this problem with a deodorant? Well, now you don't have to, and it's actually healthy for you. Why does your deodorant actually work, Ray? Or Dean, excuse me.
Well, it's a multifaceted approach that we take to it. First, we use the really high-quality colloidal silver, which is really a great antimicrobial, safe antimicrobial. It interferes with the respiration of a lot of types of microbes that live in the underarm area, and which microbes are primarily what's responsible for the formation of odor. They eat a lot of these proteins that are excreted from the body. So, like you were saying earlier, though, too, like how there's multiple factors that lead to disease. I mean, a lot of these antiperspirants, they hit on both fronts. They prevent us from detoxifying by blocking the pores, and they're also introducing a lot of toxic or compounds that are harmful, we believe, to the body. So we eliminate both those things where we only use good natural products that are natural ingredients that are known to be beneficial to the body, and we, instead of using pore blocking aluminum salts, we use things like colloidal silver. We also use a great variety of essential oils, not just for the scent, but so many of these oils are also really powerful for helping prevent odor. Like, for example, one of the oils that we use is cypress oil. So cypress oil is a nice astringent essential oil, so it helps like reduce pore size, but doesn't block pores. So it helps reduce the amount of sweating, but it's not blocking your pores from sweating. And using essential oils like myrtle oil, which is another really good antimicrobial oil, and rosemary, and we probably have around 8 essential oils that we picked from our experience in working with essential oils for such a long period of time, understanding which ones would be good for helping fight the very specific type of bacteria that live under the underarm. I mean, we don't want to like kill all that bacteria under the arm. It is important that those bacteria, they're very important for our health, but we do want to like prevent them from really the populations of the bacteria just exploding whenever you sweat. That's typically what happens if you don't use like a deodorant or antiperspirant, is that you start sweating and then right under the underarm becomes this perfect environment for bacteria. So the Silver Shield deodorant provides an environment that the bacteria can still live in, but they won't thrive in. It's just kind of like their populations are kept really kind of under control, and the odor production is really almost brought to zero once you keep the populations under control.
A lot of deodorants, and I've seen them and I've used some of them, that there's a lot out there, several anyway, that use colloidal silver. They don't work as good as yours. Really, ladies and gentlemen, I'd never seen a deodorant natural like this that works this good. Is it the combination of the essential oils? Have y'all just hit on a perfect storm of everything or what? Because I've used those. They don't work like yours.
Yes. Well, it is a combination, a multifaceted approach at keeping these bacteria under control because they are tenacious. And, just colloidal silver by itself is effective at helping, but there are types of bacteria that are more resistant to colloidal silver than others, and you probably have, on average, the average person might have up to 10 different species of bacteria living under the arm. So it might be effective towards some of them, but we're not so much against others. But it's this kind of multifaceted approach with things like the essential oils, the various essential oils, the colloidal silver, things like grapefruit seed extract that we also use in our products. We also, it's about the minerals that is in the deodorant. A lot of deodorants out there will just use something like baking soda as the minerals in that. And a lot of people can be irritated by something like that. But what we do is that we try and replicate the mineral composition of sweat. So things like potassium, magnesium, zinc, sodium, all those minerals we kind of, in the deodorant, is matching our sweat composition. So it's a lot less, it's not as irritating as a lot of these other formulations are out there. And we find that it somehow just also helps for the effectiveness of the deodorant in general when you try and kind of mimic the mineral composition of sweat in the deodorant.
Well, whatever you guys have done, it works. And I've run out of it before, and I have some natural deodorant here, like as backup that I had, whatever. So I used it, and it doesn't last as long. I mean, it works okay. I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you spray that on my armpits, and it's like the whole day. I don't even have to worry about it. It's not even a question. I mean, it's not even an issue. It's unbelievable how good it works. We have the Silver Shield deodorant, of course. Go ahead, Ray.
I was just going to say, too, we've also made, we do know that a lot of these natural deodorants out there are kind of more expensive, but we've also made it such that you can get at the Power Mall the refills, I think, for the deodorant. So all our applicators are refillable, and once you have your applicator, you can refill, and that also helps lower the usage cost to the customer.
Yeah.
And they get a great deodorant.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. We're running out of time. You hit it perfectly. We have the Silver Shield deodorant, the roll-on, and the spray, and the 2 ounce, and then we have the refills from everything. That's what I have. I'm using the same spray bottle that I've had for quite a while, but I just keep refilling it. We have a Silver Shield dog and bedding spray. My wife loves this because we have a dog bed. When it gets cold, the dogs come in, and she goes right over there and sprays the dogs. It really works. It really works. It's amazing. Yeah. We got the foot shield, the sanitizer, the oral care mouthwash also, same type of principle. I could not be more impressed with the product. There is no product that I've ever used at the Power Mall that is more effective. I mean, there's some that are just as effective. There is no product that is more effective than this deodorant. And, who wants aluminum and closed pores and breast tissue and Alzheimer's, all that? Who wants any of that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Please give Jay a call. These are great stocking stuffers. Everybody you know, your grandchildren, your children, why not give them this deodorant? It's just as expensive or just as cheap as other deodorants, cheaper than most, and it works. Dean, God bless you, and tell Ray hello to me too.
Same to you, Daniel. Thank you so much for having us.